Dreamscape presents The Fish That Ate the Whale, The Life and Times of America's Banana King by Rich Cohen. Read by Robertson Dean. Power is based on perception. If you think you got it, even if you don't got it. Herb Cohen, You Can Negotiate Anything. In My Beginning is My End. T.S. Eliot, East Coker. There's always a guy. Jerry Weintraub, In Conversation. Preface. Samuel Zamuri, who led the United Fruit Company for roughly 25 years, from the early 1930s to the mid-50s, was an emblematic figure of the American century, those decades that saw the United States grow from a regional power into an empire. In Sam the Banana Man, as Zamuri was known to friends and enemies alike, the story of the age is collapsed to the scale of a single life, the ascent from humble origins, the promise and ambition, the sudden, dazzling, disorienting wealth, the corruption, brutality, propaganda, wars, and overreach, and the grinding late-day melancholy. When he arrived in America in 1891 at age 14, Zamuri was tall, gangly, and penniless. When he died, in the grandest house in New Orleans, 69 years later, he was among the richest, most powerful men in the world. In between, he worked as a fruit peddler, a banana hauler, a dockside hustler, and the owner of plantations on the Central American Isthmus. He battled and conquered United Fruit, which was one of the first truly global corporations. United Fruit, in its day, was as ubiquitous as Google and as feared as Halliburton. More than a business, it was the spirit of the nation abroad, akin to the Dutch East India.